The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Public Service, Prince Masters, Mars Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Well, in the salt town, there lived a family with much confusion, as you will see. There was a mama, a papa, a boy, he was grown. He had a wife of his own. He found a young girl, she's suiting him nice. He went to his papa to ask his advice. Papa said, son, I have to say no. That girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. War is me. Shame and scandal in the family. War is me. Shame and scandal in the family. For the weeks went by, summer came down. Soon the best cook shook his head, and again he did say, you can't marry this girl, I have to say no. That girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Oh, it's me.
Shame and scandal. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant on this beautiful, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Out here in the city of Nassau, wherever you are, my wife called me from Carmichael a little while ago, and I hear the windshield wipers. I say, reading there. Ladies and gentlemen, it may be on again, off again, wherever you are. You know, we're still grappling with the storm down there in the Southern Islands. And it has, sort of dissipated into a tropical depression, tropical storm. And there is a warning, for a lot of the persons in the central and south aspect of the country. So we continue to be able to watch those things. And we're hoping that everyone fares well in this particular space as we continue to move forward. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. We are going to continue what we're doing, man. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out. Make sure you go and check them out over there at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you're in the market for insurance, whether it be your, whether it be residential, whether it be commercial, whether it be any of those particular things in your vehicle or all those things, or if you're in this kind of a space and you just got your plates and you got some things done, you want to be able to kind of move in the direction of ensuring that you can be able to get like bulk insurance, and they do in-house financing. In-house financing. Just ask for my good friend, Etheric Bowe. He'd be more than happy to assist you in those particular areas. Or you can ask for Mr. Richardson. He'd be more than happy to accommodate you. Guys, give him a call at 341-1AFS. That's 341-1AFS. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at Art Development also. This is the future of construction with MSD Bar. They get everything, man. This is the fiber reinforcement polymers that we continue to talk about. The modern construction fiber reinforcement polymers. We're going to hear more about them and talk to them with my good guy, Avery Liborn, who's continued to be able to talk about, this push, this innovation, this concept, this idea, and being able to get these things done. So you got to look out for that. If you're in the market for that, if you want to be able to move from the transitional space where, the bulky, heavy rebar that you continue to do, you can be able to go get something that is coated. It wouldn't swell, it wouldn't rust. It wouldn't do any of these things over the course of time. And if you're looking for that to be able to fortify your structure, you want to be able to give Art Development MS team bar, MST bar, are called. Got to be a fiber reinforcement polymers, fiber rebar. So you want to be able to hit them up. The numbers, you can give them a call at 822-9527. That's 822-9527. Or hit them up 603-4506. 603-4506. FRPBahamas.com. FRPBahamas.com. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. CCA to appeal Bahama ruling. Absolutely. I mean, we expected you to, right? Isn't this scandalous? Isn't this like a scandal that we're seeing in our society, that we've identified these things, that we've heard about these things, that we remember stories about these sort of concepts and ideas associated with it? And, this sort of hearsay and this speculation, this allegation whispered in our society about what's happening in there. They say that electrical wiring was being moved. They're saying that they're being hindered from being able to do what they have to do. Persons are putting cement down. You remember these stories? Because I don't need to repeat it to make it sound like it's fresh to you, but these are stories that we heard for a very long time. I got a lot of opinions that I care not to share, not in this sort of an open space, about reciprocity and repercussions. Amen? I just want to be decent. As I say this, I just want to be decent, because we cannot remember, we're not confined to remember solely the story of the young boy with a dream, but there was a story that existed prior to this, a story of young, of people who were committed to work and found themselves, oh my God, somebody, amen, let's just be decent. Yeah, y'all are starting at the middle of the story. You're starting at the middle of the story. And this middle of the road concept and idea that actually speaks to an issue that happened with someone who had a dream, it didn't start there. It started prior to that. It started by being able to scope out a space where persons have committed their toil, their labor, in this sort of an idea, quietly hoping, clinging to the concept and idea that behavior show true, hopefully with the next administration. Hopefully with the next administration. 30, 40 years these people work in a hotel. Some of them got fired, got kicked out, got moved on, and ain't get their money yet. You started a precedent in the country, would created a turmoil throughout the entire tourism industry. Nobody talking about that story. Yeah, that story. Yeah, let's suppress that. Let's not talk about that story. Let's talk about the blue-eyed story about this guy that had a vision. Reciprocity. That's all this is. Reciprocal. Give, take, balance. Some of y'all would say karma. I just want to be decent as I say these particular things. And this reciprocity continues to yield itself in our society. Now we're seeing it show up from a political standpoint. And whilst we're seeing a lot of persons take on this sort of a position, even from the side, let's just remember the story don't start with what happened recently. We have not forgotten. We have not forgotten. When there was subtle agitation, when there was vocal agitation, when there was quiet protest about what should happen with our resources in our space, you have rejected us. And now, these mammoth chickens are coming home to roost, my God. And you would prefer the goose that lays the golden eggs, but this is the lizard. The reptilian lizard that is laying this egg. So you know this ain't good for us. I just want to be decent. As I say this, as I look at these things, how would you sound cryptic? Yes, I got to, because I don't want y'all to place me in no kind of a box to say Howard said this and Howard. No, no, no. I just want to say to you that the story didn't start in the middle. It began some time back. It began with a scoping out of a space where people were already occupied. It began with this, and we, the locals, for the most part, have been trampled upon as the two elephants continue to fight. People still haven't been taken care of. People have died and gone home to glory and have not been taken care of. We've identified a system that has been raped and ravaged by your perception of being able to right-size what we do from as it relates to law and justice in this country. I just want to be decent as I say this. But you want everybody to weep and wail about this particular story for the blue-eyed boy. Let's just be decent about this. Be decent. Okay? Let's talk about this, guys. Read the story in the paper. All the information's in there. Accused at the court of ignoring evidence of its Marillion's company's overspending. The CCA Bahamas made tireless efforts to complete Bahama on time and on budget. Right? All this information's in the paper. Some other stuff, and this is sort of the reason why we moved in a particular direction. MP's accuser tells court he raped her twice. MP's accuser tells court he raped her twice. This is bananas. You know, there is such a euphoric feeling. I could feel it, right? You know what I mean? Like the idea of success for your children. I get children. And as we identify them, you know, you always hope for them. You pray over them. You speak a soft word in their ear. You discipline them. You try to be able to keep them on this path that they could be able to bring glory and victory to themselves and carry this crown socially, right? Carry themselves with an air, with an understanding that you know who you are and whose you are. This is what you try to teach your children. This is what I try to teach my children. You understand? And at the same time, simultaneously, as they step out of your space, you just quietly pray to yourself, Lord, I hope I did the right thing. Lord, I hope I poured right at what I'm supposed to do in this child. The name these children carry and belong to me. Don't let them bring shame to me. My father used to tell me years ago. I don't know why he told me this, because I wasn't like a bad boy. But, you know, I think I had a temper. I can't say I had a temper, right? And sometimes get hot, right? My father said to me, if I ever got to come to the police station for you, I'm coming down there with a cutlass. I just want to be decent. This is the threat that he placed upon me. This ain't what he did, right? And I said, well, Daddy, why would you even say that? Why would you think I go into... He said, I'm just saying to you, we live in an environment, things happen. The sort of pride that you feel when he ascends the social acclaim to identify that he or she has done so well and everyone seeks to kind of pat you on your back for the success of your son, that your last name has now elevated to another tier in society, that we feel good, that you bring glory to the family, that you are like, I don't know, Jacob. Huh? You are like Joseph with this coat that shines, and everyone quietly, if they say it or not, they're quietly jealous to see you be able to elevate to this particular position and go back home and tell their children you could do this simply because of the representation of what you've done and what your son or your child has done within the confines of your family. That's the pride that we feel. And then at the same time, simultaneously, that kind of a shallow deepness that we feel, not necessarily whether the story is real or not, in the space of public opinion, we are slave to the perceptions of people. Not that the perceptions are real, not that we could come out and say that we've been vindicated. You have already been stained by the social perception of what you would have done. And as I look at this story and read this, MP's accuser tells court that he raped her twice. That is hard for a mother to swallow. And I say that, I just want to say that. I just want to be decent. Listen, we haven't gotten to verdict. We haven't gotten to an amalgamated position that the court has provided. We are simply meandering in the realm where the court of social opinion exists and it turned on life. This is hard. And so I want to say I'm praying for this fellow. I'm praying for the member of parliament in this particular position. And I'm hoping that everything is balanced out. But it's very important that we learn these stories also, especially in this sort of an amplified society where things are modified. For you who have boys, these are stories that you have to kind of shape and speak to your son about. We don't know the ins and outs of this story, but we know one thing as men. If the woman say no, Jesus, no is no. I don't care if you turn violet purple. in your southern. Amen. Can I get? No is no. I think this, these are some of the things that we got to drive home and make sure that we have a good conversation about. And also the tropical storm Oscar to impact some islands today. So if you're out there and you're listening to me, if you're in these particular things, I hope that you're hunkered down and in that kind of a space that you're taking care of and doing what you got to do, all right? I want you guys to join me in conversation today. Today we're going to be talking about Keith Bell. We're going to talk about Clay. We're going to talk about Dr. Darvill. And we're going to talk about Glenys Hannah Martin in those particular capacities, right? Not necessarily in that order, but we have everything in. Those numbers are in, and I want to be able to talk about it. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back. After this. Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m. happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace, led by First and Friendly Competition. Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade. November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect. I want you guys to join me in conversation. Let's get to these numbers right off the top so we can be able to do this and kind of get through it. Now, the first constituency out the gate is the constituency of Central and South Eleuthera. Now, we see that Central and South Eleuthera constituency has largely been a progressive Liberal Party constituency stronghold over the past two decades, demonstrating a clear allegiance to the PLP. The constituency voted for the PLP four out of the last five elections. Four out of the last five elections showing a sustained preference for the party's policies and leadership. However, in 2017 elections saw a significant shift towards the Free National Movement, reflecting not only a local dissatisfaction, but a broader national frustration with the PLP's governance at the time, which mirrored trends seen across the Bahamas. In 2002, this is a constituency of Central and South Eleuthera. It's 2002, Oswell Ingram, PLP. 2012, Damian Gomez, PLP. 2017, Hank Johnson, Free National Movement.
2021. Clay Sweeting. Let's be able to get to this and talk about these things. The victory margin, Clay Sweeting's victory brought the constituency back to the PLP fold, reflecting a renewed hope that the party would address the issues that had long plagued the central and south Eleuthera constituency. It's the key issues of economic development, infrastructure, job creation remain a dominant concern. Sweeting has made infrastructure and agricultural key priorities. Key priority. We can talk about this. Infrastructure and agriculture, key priorities, promising to bring long overdue development to the region. Performance. Sweeting has begun addressing local concerns, particularly focusing on improving infrastructure and creating more job opportunities. His leadership thus far has been viewed with cautious optimism, as residents wait to see whether real change will rise. This is the information. 48 persons took the, yesterday was like 20 something. 48 persons have taken the poll for Central and South Eleuthera constituency survey, right? This is the poll that we put out there. And we those 48 persons who've taken it, we've asked those persons, did you vote in the last election? 33 persons says yes. I'm sorry, 33 persons says no, we did not vote in the last election. 33 persons says no, we did not vote in the last election. Okay? That's 68%. 15 persons says yes, we have voted in the last election. Are you planning to vote in the next election? This is the general election. Are you planning to vote? 17 persons says no, we don't plan to vote in the next election. No, we don't plan to vote in the next election. Right? The age range, all these particular things, the majority of persons that we would have been able to see in this constituency would have been 36, between the ages of 36 and 56. 36 and 56, that's the majority of persons. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this particular thing. It says, has your MP been visible and accessible in your constituency over the past year? 41 persons out of the 48. 41 persons out of the 48 indicated we have not seen him. 82% says no, we haven't seen him. 7 persons out of the 48 indicated we have seen him. 7 out of the 48 indicated we have seen him. We asked whether or not you've seen any improvements in your constituency. 41 persons again says no, I haven't seen any improvements in my constituency. I haven't seen any improvements in there. They have taken no consideration to suppose that he's putting down there, or these persons just simply oppose him. I don't know whether or not this was objective enough. I don't get into it. I just call the numbers. So let's do this. So he says, have you seen any improvement? 41 out of the 48 people, only 48 people, 41 out of the 48 people indicated, no, I have not seen any improvements. 7 persons says, yeah, we see some improvement. And then we asked him, has your MP effectively addressed issues like crime, unemployment, and social services in your area? 41 persons says, no, he has not. 7 persons again says, yes, he has, which is 14.58%. And we asked whether or not if your MP holds a ministerial post, which he does, he actually held 2, which he does. We asked him whether or not you think that he's effective in his particular role. 40 persons says, no, he has not been effective in his role. And 8 persons says, yes, he has, right? We asked these same people, 48 persons, are you satisfied with your MP's overall performance? 39 people says, no, I'm absolutely unsatisfied. 9 people says that, yes, we are. Okay? So I wanted to be able to give a refined approach to the evaluating Clay Sweeting based upon solely his performance in the constituency of South and Central Eleuthera, as opposed to have the generation pull information from the computer. I said solely on his performance in the constituency. So whatever information that exists online and elsewhere about the constituency, we take that into consideration, right? South and Central Eleuthera. While we're considering his broader national contribution as a minister, but keeping them distinct and distant, okay? Let's be able to do that. So it says, the constituency, based upon the survey and the data provided, there are several key takeaways. The visibility and access. 100% of the respondents indicated that they have not found their MP visible or accessible over the past year. Improvements in the community. 85.4%, 41 out of 48 respondents reported that they have not seen any significant improvements in their constituency or their community since the last election, addressing key issues. 85.4% feel that Sweden has not effectively addressed key issues like crime, unemployment, and social security. 83.3% don't believe that Sweden did effective in his ministerial role, even though his national responsibilities might be seen positively, right? And overall satisfaction is 81% of the respondents are dissatisfied with Sweden's performance as a member of parliament. Now, I just want to kind of break this down and give you more information about this, okay? Now, let's do this. I had to give two grades because you can't be indecent to Clay. I think he was good in this ministerial capacity, but for the majority of us, we don't live in Central and South Eluthro. We are slaves to what their interpretation is based upon the information, but we can be able to say these are the stories that we've gathered and garnered about him. Let's talk about these things. His strengths are his national influence. Clay Sweeting's role as a minister in the works gives him a national visibility and power, which could bring benefits to his constituency in the long term. Potential for development. There is room for growth. If Sweden can refocus on the constituency's need, he could bridge the gap between his national and local roles. Some of the weaknesses is that his perceived disconnect. This overwhelming majority of respondents feels disconnected from him as a member of parliament, signaling a lack of visibility and communication within the constituency, and then the failure to address local concerns. The constituents feel issues like crime, unemployment, and have been neglected, suggesting a need for more direct, localized action. Some of the opportunities is leveraging national influence locally. He's in the minister. We've seen that most recently with him being able to go down there, and we see all the little production that he's done in terms of being able to put the piping, the water, so forth and so on down there. So leveraging his national influence locally as a national minister, Sweden has the opportunity to use his influence to direct resources and projects to Central and South Eluthra and an engagement strategy. Sweden can revitalize his relationship with the constituents by improving his visibility and accessibility, focusing on direct community impact, right? The grade, let's break this down. The grade, the constituency grade is a D+. This is the rationale. While Sweden holds a prestigious national office, his lack of engagement with the constituency, as reflected in the survey data, results in a poor rating. This overwhelming feedback from the residents show dissatisfaction with his visibility, accessibility, and issues. Now, his ministerial grade in his capacity as Minister of Works is a B+. This is what we've actually been able to do. And it says, the rationale is that nationally, Sweden has been performing well in his role, particularly in agriculture and family analysis before the transition, which gives him a broader appeal. His projects and leadership have earned him praise, but his success does not seem to translate to his local constituency. Just the assessment of that, Clay Sweeting's constituency, Central and South Eluthro, remain frustrated with his performance as an MP, particularly in terms of local engagement and addressing core issues like crime and unemployment. While Sweden's national role as the Minister of Work provides him with a leverage and power, it appears that his constituency feels left behind. If Sweden hopes to retain his seat, he will need to focus more closely on rebuilding the relationship with voters and improving his presence and action. In place Sweden, his constituency, based upon the information that we received, being able to look at that D+. In his constituency, B+, from a national perspective. That's Clay Sweeting in those particular areas. Now, next person out the gate is Keith Bell. Keith Bell. Let's go with the history, then I can be able to read the numbers when we get back. Let's give the history. Historical overview of the constituency of Carmichael constituency. Carmichael is a diverse and rapidly growing constituency in the Bahamas. Over the years, it has seen notable political shifts between the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement. These changes have been driven by voter sentiment, national issues, and local challenges, including infrastructure, crime, unemployment, and economic development. Since 2002, the constituency has alternated between the two major parties, reflecting the evolving priorities and dissatisfaction of the electorate. In 2002, John Kerry for the PLP. In 2007, Desmond Bannister for the Free National Movement. In 2012, Dr. Daniel Johnson for the PLP. In 2017, Desmond Bannister for the FNM took that constituency. And now in 2021, Keith Bell won the seat for the PLP in 2021 general election, part of the PLP's national return to power. The key issues were crime, unemployment, and infrastructure development were still the primary concerns of the Carmichael residents. The PLP's focus on the rebuilding the economy and addressing inequalities resonated with the voters. The performance, as of now, Keith Bell has been working on addressing these key issues, particularly focusing on crime reduction and improving local services. There is cautious optimism about his ability to deliver on his promises, although the constituency full of his progress. This is information on Keith Bell. 78 persons took this poll. 78 persons took this poll. When we get back, let's get into the numbers. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT. Or better and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Foundation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, the foundation here with Howard Grant, being able to chop these things down and just being able to talk about it. We gave you the background for the Carmichael constituency. 78 persons have taken the poll. And they said, we just asked those 78 persons who've taken the poll whether or not they voted in the last election. 23 of those persons says, no, I have not voted. 55 of those persons says, yes, I have voted, right? And we asked them, are you planning to vote in the next election? 45 of those persons says, no, I will not be voting in the next election. This is Carmichael. 23 persons said they voted last time. Now, 45 persons say we will not be voting next time. This is out of the 78 people that have taken this poll, okay? And 33 persons said, yes, we will be taken, which is a drastic reduction of 20 persons in that particular space. So let's just identify these things. 22 people. So it says the age range, all right? So the majority of persons are between the ages of 36 and 65. Those persons have taken these are out of the 78 people. And let's get to the meat and potatoes. Has your MP been visible and accessible in the constituency over the last year? 72 persons out of the 78 indicated no, he has not. 72 out of the 78 said, no, he has not. We asked him whether or not you've seen any improvements in your constituency, in your community, since the last election. 71 out of the 78 says, no, we have not. We asked him, has the MP been effective in addressing issues like crime, unemployment, or social services in the area? 72 out of the 78 says, no, he has not. If your MP holds a ministerial post, we asked them, which he does, we asked them whether or not we believe that he or she is effective in their role. Do you believe that he or she is effective in that particular role or capacity? 72 out of 78 says, no, he is not. And then we asked them, are you satisfied with the MP's overall performance? No, we are not. 72 persons indicated, no, we are not. These are out of 78, the poll in Carmichael constituency, which is bananas for me because I'm sure the radio signal could reach Carmichael. And if you're listening in, maybe you don't feel like participating. Maybe you feel disenfranchised. Maybe you feel, you know, kind of a distant and let them do their thing. But this is for us to understand your sentiment and seeing exactly what's going to be able to happen and over the next election. But only 78 people took this. I thought this was a low number. I want to say that. Only 78 persons took this. I thought this was a low number for the constituency, the great constituency of Carmichael. The 78 persons took this, right? I have full transparency. I've tried to reach out to the minister and having put this information in his grouping, having sent it to his persons, let them take the poll, whatever the case may be. But I was unable. I sent him the information, sent him the text, sent him 1,000, you know, I just keep texting him, tell him how to be able to do it and get it in there so I could see these numbers increase. But he has not. So 78 is what we're dealing with. Let's get to the SWOT analysis. So it says some of the strengths of Keith Bell and the current member of parliament holds a national position as Minister of Housing, which gives him a platform of broader influence. The constituency has a relatively large voter, number of voters. 70.51% voted in the last election, showing an engaged electorate. This is what it says, right? Some of the weaknesses is that a large majority of the participants feel, out of the survey, feel that the MP has not been visible or accessible, with 92.31% reporting no visibility. The dissatisfaction with the improvement in the constituency is extremely high, which is also 91.3%. Highlighting the serious lack of tangible change, poor engagement in addressing key issues such as crime, which is peculiar, such crime and unemployment and social services. 92.3% of participants feel that these issues have not been effectively addressed. A significant portion of the electorate does not plan to vote in the next election, which is 57.69%, showing more disengagement. Some of the opportunities that exist for the minister and member of parliament for Carmichael, Keith Bell, is by improving his presence in the constituency and addressing local concerns more directly, Bell has a chance to reconnect with his constituency. Given Bell's ministerial role, leveraging national initiatives in housing and even in his former ministry, immigration, to address related constituency concerns could improve his standing. Infrastructure and community services improvement would likely resonate well as there is a clear gap in satisfaction. And some of the threats is that the overwhelming dissatisfaction could lead to a significant loss of support in the next general election, especially with many participants expressing reluctance to vote. If crime and unemployment remained let's fix this. If crime, unemployment, and immigration matters remain unaddressed, voter frustration could further erode confidence in the Progressive Liberal Party's leadership in the Carmichael constituency. Let's be able to put this. Keith Bell's performance as a member of parliament shows significant areas of dissatisfaction, with the constituencies highlighting the lack of visibility, failure to address pressing community issues, and minimal improvements since the last election. Despite holding a prominent ministerial post, the local community does not feel adequately represented. Bell will need to make substantial strides in improving his accessibility and delivering on key issues to regain confidence in the constituency. The constituency grade for Bell, based upon the 78 persons who would have taken this poll for us as we continue to be able to dissect leadership from a constituency-first approach, is a the constituency grade for Keith Bell from the poll that we've taken. From the poll that we have taken is a D. Okay? D. A solid D. No plus, no minus. It's a solid D. All right? Some of the evaluations for Keith Bell constituency. Since then, the visibility is low. Let's talk about the constituency analysis. Historically, political strength. Keith Bell's longstanding affiliation with the Progressive Liberal Party provides him an institutional backing and a deep political network. And previous ministerial experience, Bell's experience as a minister can potentially provide leverage for the constituency-specific projects. Also, he has a great opportunities to be able to do this. Bell can capitalize on his ministerial experience and actively engage in the constituency, addressing the lack of visibility and accessibility. Housing and infrastructural development, his shift to housing provides an opportunity to focus on community improvements that can directly benefit people, the people of Carmichael constituency, all right? So let's give the grade breakdown, because I got a call. How would just give the grade breakdown, right? So this is the rationale, right? Remember, I told you I manipulated my ChatGPT and indicated that this is what it is. And I put all this information in ChatGPT, and this is what they pulled out. Somebody text me and say, how would I live two houses away from Keith Bell and I don't see him? Are you looking at this man's house? Are you out here watching his house? You need to stop. So this is the grade breakdown, the constituency grade of a D. The rationale is Keith Bell has struggled to connect with his constituency based upon, listen to me, okay? Based upon the numbers that are provided from the 78 people that have taken the poll. Don't fight me for what you know or what you don't know or what you see or haven't seen. This is information. The data that we put in there is from the Bell has struggled to connect with his constituency. The survey reveals a major gap in visibility, accessibility, and tangible improvements. If Bell does not address these issues, he risks losing the support of his electorate. And his ministerial grade is a C. His ministerial grade is a C. From a ministerial standpoint, Bell's performance has been mixed. The recent shuffling within the cabinet following his controversial handling of matters I have to fix this because they're saying too much, led to his reassignment to the Ministry of Housing. The shift gives an opportunity to reset and focus on key national priorities, particularly the housing sector. However, tangible progress in housing projects has been slow. Over the past 300 days, there have been few major developments of visible outcomes in the housing sector that could bolster standing, though his role could still evolve in a positive direction with time. The conclusion is Minister Keith Bell's performance in Carmichael constituency leaves much to be desired, as his disconnect from the voters is evident. This is only from the poll. This is from the poll. His constituents are dissatisfied with his visibility and his ability to address critical local issues on a ministerial level. His reassignment to the Ministry of Housing offers him an opportunity to refocus on national priorities, but there has yet to be significant movement in the sector. Without swift action, both in the constituency and his new ministerial portfolio, Bell risks further erosion of his support based on further elections. I can take one call, and then we're going to be able to go to a break. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Albert.
Hi.
Hey, Albert. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's happening?
Oh, that's accurate, man. I'm calling out the great constituency of Carmichael, Howard.
That's accurate for only 78 people to say this.
Yeah, I know, Howard, but that's the settlements on the ground. And it possibly worse than that if more people that participate, Howard. That's real. That's real, Howard.
So you're hearing from the minister? Every time I pass in that corner in the back there, I always see him giving out food on certain days. He always has certain things down there.
Talk to me. You heard what you said earlier, that when you said Carmichael constituency had 71% of their voters participate because we are a knowledgeable electorate,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so understand. Dangling food and all them type of things can't reach the citizens or the electorate of Carmichael. We didn't pass that in Carmichael. Say you can do something, right? When you say you can do something in Carmichael, right, show yourself to be approved and you guarantee of your seat. Because we didn't demonstrate, just like you indicated, right, from 2002, right, that we are not going to take and no mass from no political organization would believe that they could come in Carmichael, sell us a dream, right? And the majority of is going to support it, right? And just for future reference, right? Carmichael is putting a female in the House of Assembly come this election.
Wait. You're getting heavy. Talk to me. Who this name is you want put on the table?
Who his name is? Her name is Charlotte Green.
Charlotte Green?
Yes, sir.
For the COI?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I like this. I thought you were taking another direction, but I like what
you did. But that another direction ain't relevant because that another direction been inside the Michael Road constituency before, and the same Charlotte Green beat her, and she wasn't even known as the other direction. So we ain't bothered with the other direction.
I like what you did. I like it. Thank you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we can talk more about these two constituencies, Central and South Eleuther and Carmichael. When I get back, I want to be able to read some stuff for you. I got two more constituencies. We're going to talk about Anglesdale. Only 4 people voted in Anglesdale. I wouldn't even do Venice right by being able to do that. I can talk about those numbers, but I can't braid Glenys based upon those 4 persons. There's only 4 people who took that. My God, I didn't send this to everybody. All the letters in the world, y'all ain't never called me back. 4 people take your thing. You must say don't need it. I'm not going to fight you. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Godman Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Give us a call.
Let Print Masters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we got 2 more to read so we can be able to talk about those things. We came in early today. I like that. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. All right, so we got Tall Pines and we have Anglesdale. Tall Pines and Anglesdale. Okay. I see a telephone call. Can you let me do this and then we can do it, or you want to talk now? All right? Let's let him talk now and then we can do this. Let me take the call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. How you doing, Owen?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Yeah, I radio. Just trying to get trying to tune into the analysis, and I'm happy that you let me get in before you got to the other two, Tall Pines and Anglesdale. You know, some
some things that are glaring from the conversation that you are having, Howard, based on your analysis. And my speech for those who are a bit slow or focus it differently from others with common sense is not based on the statistical data, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Because there isn't sufficient for me to have that kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. Mine is focused just from a structural perspective as it relates to how government is built or has been built over the last, say, 30 years mm-hmm. in our country, mm-hmm. right? Can you hear me clearly, Howard?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. In my view, Howard, governance has been bastardized in our country. And why I say that is this. If you follow just from your conversation, right, Howard,
mm-hmm.
you are speaking for those who are cabinet ministers to two levels of analysis. Their performance as the member of parliament, so their performance nationally as a cabinet minister, although I feel very keenly and strongly that you aren't providing us to make any intelligent contribution as to the success and or failure, or even to be fair to the persons as cabinet ministers. We need more data in terms of what the portfolio is, what the portfolio is supposed to cover, what has the minister been able to get done sitting in the portfolio, and versus the needs of the country overall. I read that kind of information as it relates to cabinet ministers. We could be fair to them in our assessment of their performance or lack thereof. If you can hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and then coming back to the bastardization aspect of what I'm saying, Howard, and this is edification for persons across the nation listening to you, right, and the world. Things are so bad politically in our country based on the way we are practicing politics or governance that you have to streamline your conversation to say a cabinet minister can use to their advantage to benefit their constituents or their constituency, their national executive position, which is absolutely ridiculous, Howard. Not ridiculous on your part. You understand what I'm saying, you, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Howard.
Go ahead, Anton.
Right, it's ridiculous that kind of thought process is even being engaged in a level of conversation that should be across the entire country and not just specifics and benefits to the constituency that cabinet minister represents. That in itself tells you, Howard, you can understand why there's such a dog fight, a dog or a cat fight, however you want to categorize it, for persons trying to become cabinet ministers in the country. Because it could also say that they feel if they don't get a position of substance or of authority, they feel like they will not be given any level of consideration or any advantage for their constituents. And Howard, ultimately, when you analyze that to its most irreducible number, that represents a complete failure and disadvantage for constituents whose member of parliament are not cabinet ministers. And
now let me say this.
Let
me say this to you. Okay, so I, throughout the course of this thing from October 1st, I've been telling you that I have manipulated. So essentially, you have to prompt, and we've talked about this before. You have to prompt ChatGPT. You have to tell ChatGPT who it is, what your expectations of it, and so on. Now, I've structured this at the beginning of the month. I have gone with persons without portfolio. So they ain't got no big portfolio. We start with, some of the newcomers, so forth and so on. Because if I'm going to be 100% honest and transparent with you, I expected every senior member to ignore me. I expected every single senior member to ignore me and not participate. That's what you're seeing now.
Right.
You're seeing a lack of participation. Not that their constituency is not strong. Not that we don't know that these people are there, but there's a lack of participation simply because of their seniority. Some of them flipping to the days. Man, I got him. I didn't. If the PLP is do their numbers, we didn't got to talk about Howard, right? Mm. So this is what I get. All right. So because of that, I have taken even more precaution, sent out even more letters and emails to let you know, don't call me and cuss me. Don't tell me nothing but my ma. Don't tell me nothing but my waist. Don't tell me nothing but these, because I've been honest with you. Right. They still did not participate. Okay. Right. ChatGPT now has to go on the internet and scour the entire internet for all these stories that have accumulated from 2021. Let's take Glennis. They've gone all the way back for Glennis Hannah Martin. Every story for Glennis Hannah Martin, despite the fact that four people voted in Angliston, will I indicate to you that this is the grade that ChatGPT has evaluated. When I start to read, because you called me and I did the evaluation, when I start to read this ministerial role and breakdown for Michael Darvill, you'll understand what ChatGPT has done. So I say that to say that there's sort of an idea about what should be done. ChatGPT is telling you, based upon the culture, based upon what we've seen, the using of a ministerial post to ensure that you can amplify your local position as a member of parliament. This represents what is already in the system.
Go with me now.
What you're saying to me is correct. It should not happen. However, all the data and information indicated that members of parliament prior to the ones that sit in this particular capacity as ministers have taken their role and ensured that they amplified it in their constituents. Done that. This is
Howard, you know, I'll never have enough time to express just a minute amount of thoughts that I have on any one of your various subjects. So I try to focus on the bigger picture, right? Mm-hmm. And in saying that, Howard, we need a new wave, a new generation, a new era of thinking, Howard, to be applied to politics and governance and how we do it if we are going to be successful as a whole. If we are going to, as the saying goes, when the tide rises, all of the boats rise with the tide. Because what you are describing in your analysis is not in any way, shape, or form reflective in the truest sense of the words, in the genuine sense of the tide rising and all of the boats rising. Howard, I'll end with this note, right? We have situations happening right before our very eyes, Howard, and in terms of the benefits of the nation and the opportunities of the nation, and how they are being shared out, because that's exactly what it is, how they are being shared out or being shared out, right? And I don't want to get too deep in the conversation, but I'll just end with this peripheral view. And then you have persons who, hold on 1 second, Howard.
Anton, you go answer another phone call on here.
Howard.
Go ahead, because you know I just let
persons,
you go.
You have persons who have the nerve to come behind persons in intelligentsia, who have the nerve to come behind and try and make Fahimian feel bad for feeling like the government isn't doing enough to provide opportunities for them or access them or to share the wealth in our own country. When the greatest and the biggest of the upper echelon in our country are getting all of the opportunities. Howard, something has to be massively wrong with that level of thinking, man. I'll end right there, Howard. Thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate you. I understand what you're saying, Anton. I understand what you're saying. You're telling me how things should be. ChatGPT is, I didn't design it, nor did I tell it from a constitutional standpoint. I didn't prompt it, say, the Thomas Constitution to identify and evaluate these particular positions for the ministerial posts and the members of parliament posts. No. I didn't tell it to do that. I said, evaluate this against the needs of what's happening in the constituency, what's happened in the community from a global standpoint, what the expectations are for growth and development, so forth and so on. I have tweaked this to ensure that we can be able to look at what has happened and what the member of parliament can do based upon what has happened historically in this space to ensure that he or she can find themselves in a positive light to empower and improve the lives of those particular persons in their constituency. That is what I've done. That's what this is. That's all this is. That's all this is, right? So I hear what you're saying as it relates to what the portfolio is, what the portfolio covers, what the portfolio needs, so forth and so on. ChatGPT has said to me, this is what's been done historically in this area. Let's get to Tall Pines. Historic overview of Tall Pines constituency. Yes, here I got two telephone calls. Y'all just give me 2 seconds. The historic overview for the Tall Pines constituency. 2002, the election was initially called Blue Hills constituency, where Leslie Miller was the member of parliament in 2002. In 2007, Sidney Colley for the Free National Movement won the Blue Hills constituency movement. He won Blue Hills seat for the FNM, defeating Leslie Miller. The shift for the Miller to Colley reflected a broader national trend to the FNM was gaining ground due to dissatisfaction of the governance, right? Colley, who would later become a significant figure within the Free National Movement, was able to secure the seat by appealing to the voters' desire for change and a fresh approach to governance, right? In 2012, the constituency was shifted to Tall Pines constituency, where Member of Parliament Leslie Miller was the victor in that particular seat after the redistricting sort of the redistribution of those particular things, which led to the creation of the Tall Pines constituency. Leslie Miller reclaimed the seat for the PRP. Miller's return to the parliament came with renewed promises addressing community issues such as unemployment, social services, infrastructural development, and the like. However, his tenure continued to be marked by controversy with Miller. You see this? You see what I read in here? You see? Listen to me. I didn't tell this. However, his tenure continued to be marked by controversy, with Miller often making headlines for his blunt statements and confrontations in the House of Assembly. Okay, this is what ChatGPT. If the information exists in the Nassau Guardian, if the information, thank God we didn't dig up nothing for the punch to put in here, this would have been horrible. If the information exists in the Nassau Guardian, if the information exists on the Tribune, if the information exists anywhere on the internet, and I put your name in there, this can pop up the information. I'm telling you. In 2017, general election, Tall Pines, MP Don Sanders for the Free National Movement won that constituency. Don Sanders defeated Leslie Miller in 2017 general election, making another shift of the constituency's political allegiance. Sanders was seen as a fresh face that promises to address the growing frustrations within the constituency and inadequate structure. His victory was part of a larger Free National Movement wave that saw the party take control of the government in 2017. And in 2021, Dr. Michael Darvill for the PLP, Progressive Liberal Party. Dr. Darvill won the Tall Pines seat in 2021 general election, bringing the constituency back under the PLP control. Darvill, a former Minister of Health, is seen a capable, pragmatic politician. That's what he's seen as. A capable, pragmatic politician. Since his election, Darvill was focused on addressing national issues such as healthcare, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is the beginning, the onset of his thing, of his tenure. But his constituency is still being evaluated. The survey data, as presented earlier, well, I popped it in earlier and then I did it, indicates a high level of dissatisfaction. We're going to get to these particular things. Suggesting that despite his national profile, there is a disconnect in his local level. Let's get to these numbers real quick. 65 persons took the conservative. No, I'm just trying to let y'all know. These senior politicians, these older politicians, ain't got no time for this. That's fine. With this sort of a new wave and new direction of how things are going in this country, if you exclude yourself from what's happening from a progressive standpoint as it relates to technology, okay, then that's fine. But that exclusion, that exclusion is going to be applied in other areas in due time and due season. I have extended and call every single member of parliament save the prime minister. You hear me? I don't have the prime minister number. Nobody to give it to me. But I sent that word to him and sent information to him. I did not expect for this last 2 weeks to have high numbers. Because younger persons understand the importance of being able to get younger voters engaged using technology. The traditional folks, they don't. 65 persons in Tallpine constituency is absolutely bananas. It's bananas. But let's read the numbers. 65 persons in the Tallpine constituency, 24 persons did not vote in the last election. Out of the 65, and 41 persons says, yes, we have voted. We asked them if you're planning to vote in the next election. 33 persons says, no, I don't plan to vote. That's 50.7%. And 32 persons says, yes, we do plan to vote. The highest age range is between 26 and 55. 26 and 55, which represents about 60 some, almost 70% of the persons who've actually taken the poll. Five people. Let's be decent. So it says that the MP has been, we asked them, has your MP been visible and accessible in your constituency? 61 out of the 65 said, no, he has not. 61 out of the 65 says, I live right here in Tallpines and I see him. 61 out of the 65. Have you seen any improvements in your constituency since the last election? 63 out of 65 says, no, I have not. Two said, yeah, man, I see some things happen. We ask the next one. He says, has your MP effectively addressed key issues like crime, unemployment, and social services in your area? 64 out of 65 says, no, he has not. Number seven, we ask them if your MP has been effective in their role. 56 out of 65 says, no, he has not. Nine persons in this stead says, yes, I think he's been good in this ministerial capacity. I appreciate this sort of a diversity that exists in this space. It ain't big, but you could see that the numbers have shifted, right? And we asked them overall, are you satisfied with the MP's overall performance? 64 out of 65, as a member of parliament, they said that, 61 out of 65, as a member of parliament, they've indicated that they are absolutely unsatisfied, dissatisfied with his service. 61. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Established political engagement. This is a SWOT analysis. His strengths. Established political engagement. 63% of the voters' participation in the last election show a constituency remains engaged in the political process despite dissatisfaction. The age distribution. The broad distribution of age show that a very demographic offers different opportunities of engaging multiple generations from younger adults to older constituents. So this bodes well for the constituency of Tallpines. Weakness, a lack of visibility. 93.8% of respondents stating that the MP has not been visible or accessible. There is a significant disconnect between the MP and the constituents. This could severely hurt future support. This is the weakness that that they're indicating that he has in this particular area. Another one, community stagnation. A staggering 96.92% of the respondents said that they have seen no improvements in their community since the last election, which reflects poorly on the MP's performance and failure to address key issues. Nearly all respondents feel that key issues such as crime, unemployment, and social services have not been adequately addressed, leading to frustration and growing disillusionment. And the opportunities is that rebuilding trust and focusing on younger voters. Rebuilding trust. The MP still has an opportunity to turn things around by becoming more visible and engaging in the community improvement. Quick wins, such as addressing small-scale but impactful community issues, could help restore some faith in that particular constituency. Focus on younger voters. With a considerable portion of the population falling into younger age groups under 45, there is an opportunity to engage younger voters through modern approaches such as digital town halls or youth-focused initiative. You see what happened in here? Are you seeing what happened in here? ChatGPT is telling me that the age demographic and the engagement that can happen based upon the ages of these people, you should use technology to reach them. That's what the people are telling you. This is what's happening. And then voter apathy, with 50.77% of the participants not planning to vote in the next election, the constituency risks experiencing severe voter apathy, which could lead to a loss of interest in political engagement and then political rivalry. The sharp dissatisfaction may provide an opening for other political parties or independent candidates to capitalize on the electorate frustration with the current leadership. This is the only constituency ever since I've been doing this that ChatGPT has indicated that there is a possible opportunity for independent candidates. You know why? Because of the youth that shows itself in this particular state. You'll have to understand what these, how the algorithm identifies what the next move is going to be. And if you ignore that, then you possibly sign your own death certificate from a political standpoint. All right? So it says the SWOT analysis, all these particular things, they're being read that one right now. So conclusion, Dr. Davo has had a respected career in from a national level, particularly in healthcare. However, based on the survey data from his constituency, it appears that he has not yet effectively connected with the electorate in Tall Pines. Tall Pines. Remember this? Let's be decent. And there is a significant dissatisfaction with the visibility and accessibility. With his national efforts, while his national efforts are commendable, the focus of this evaluation is on his constituency performance. In the constituency, the grade that we give Dr. Michael Darville is a D plus. A D plus. This is from the evaluation. This is from the information that we've scoured. We've been able to capture off the internet and being able to cross-reference these things and look at this. The rationale. While Dr. Michael Darville brings experience and national recognition, the constituency's concern about lack of visible improvements, access, and attention to critical issues like unemployment and crime weigh heavily on his performance. And then I said, evaluate Dr. Darville's performance as a minister. Well, this is what ChatGPT gave me. To evaluate Dr. Darville's performance as a minister, we consider his role as the Minister of Health and Wellness, particularly his management for national health policies, responses to public health access, to public health crises, and the promotion of public health infrastructure. Here's a detailed assessment. This is the detailed assessment. Here we go. It says, strengthening pandemic management. Leadership during the pandemic. Dr. Darville took the office amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. His handling of the pandemic, particularly during a vaccination rollout and ongoing public health education, has been crucial. His consistent communication with the public and emphasis on vaccination helped build public trust during a critical period. This is information that's generated in the system, okay? Let's just be decent. Strategic policy adjustment. Under his leadership, there has been a coordinated effort to manage the pandemic, including adjustment policies as infection rates fluctuated, implementing measures to ease the burden on hospitals and navigating various stages of reopening the economy. This is Dr. Michael Darville. This is Dr. Michael Darville. Then it goes on to public health infrastructure, health facility improvements. Darville has been actively involved in improving health, public health infrastructure. He has overseen the expansion and upgrades of various health facilities in the more communities across the Bahamas has access to quality healthcare services. Health technology. His focus on modernizing healthcare with technological advancements and improving patient access through digital platforms is commendable, and it aligns with global health trends. That's two. Public health awareness initiatives, like the wellness campaign. Darville's ministry has emphasized not just creative healthcare, but also preventative measures throughout various public health campaigns, encouraging citizens to adopt healthier lifestyles to combat non-communicable diseases like diabetes and hypertension. Y'all remember these stories as ChatGPT provides this information to you, okay? It goes on to talk to us of some of the weakest areas that he needs improvement in, his healthcare system challenges, the strains on resources. It starts to talk about the resources that they're having strains on, and then it goes on to the rural and family island access, ensuring equitable access to healthcare for residents of the family islands where health may lag remains a challenge. Dr. Darvall's efforts have been visible but require more substantial progress, the communication and transparency. Public confidence and public policy adjustments. While his communication has been generally effective, there have been times where public health measures and policies could have been communicated more with more clarity to build greater confidence, especially when implementing restrictions or changes to healthcare access during these surges. And slow health reforms. Reforms to healthcare, reforms in public health policy. All these things. Now, let's go. What is the grade that you give Dr. Darvall? Dr. Darvall gets a B in his ministerial capacity. A B in his ministerial capacity. This reflects a solid leadership, particularly during the public health crisis, with room for improvement in areas like healthcare reform acceleration and addressing resources gaps. His proactive stance on health and wellness and visible improvements in public health give him a positive outlook through further advancements, though further advancements are necessary to meet long-term healthcare goals. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Michael Darvall. He got a D plus in his constituency as a minister. Quick break, be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and news sales representative Andre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. So you got the grades, all the information for Dr. Michael Darvall. I wouldn't dare read you Glenys's numbers. Minister Glenys Hannah-Martin, I wouldn't dare read you her numbers. I can read it anyhow. You know I can read it. My God, only four people vote, though. I can't fight her, man. There's only four people vote. It's hard for me to be able to make that sort of a determination of her position and what she's doing in the constituency of Anglesey, especially how she's won from 2002. All the way to this particular time, she has remained steadfast and committed in those areas and continues to be able to get the support of those persons. Do not reflect the sentiment of a good cross-section of persons. Let me see how many people voted. is only six people. Only six people voted in a constituency. Okay? Out of the six people who voted in the constituency, all I got was no, 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 no. It's unfair. It's unfair for, well, I can't say it's unfair for those six people who've actually voted. But to be able to put that no on her, in contrast to what we've seen from her from 2002, would be wrong of me. I at least need 100 people to give me a good cross-section of the sentiments that exist in Anglesey. Six people ain't gonna help me. You know what I have a problem with again? Freetown. Freetown has not said anything to me about Wayne Monroe. They haven't said anything to me about what your expectations are. Freetown is a cross between a progressive middle-class society, right, in Blair, and then those working-class persons in Camp Road. And Freetown hasn't said anything to me. Okay? So we can have these numbers. I know senior ministers was not going to participate in this thing. Well, I knew that. I didn't fear. I knew that. But I also now have to brace for impact because they can call me and cuss me. My God, they got a job. I got a job too, eh? I can't get away, man. Jesus, let me do my job. Don't fight me. I didn't tell you. Just put the thing in your chat groups. The Foundation 242. We'll talk about Glennis at the very next break. We can talk about Glennis. Call on the line. Go ahead. Thanks so much for holding.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Grant.
How you doing? Thanks so much for holding.
I'm good. And to the mamas. Man, I had to hold no matter how long I had to hold because that first caller you had, I don't know, Mr. Grant, I commend what you're doing, right?
Thank you.
I commend what you're doing, and I understand what you're trying to do and everything, but you're going to have to try to find some balance in this because what you're doing is persons who do not support these ministers or these members of parliament because you have many, many different characters that you're dealing with. And because these people don't support these ministers, you're putting a gun in their hand to assassinate these ministers in the form of a cell phone. Because anyone can take a cell phone and call the show and give a response, or anyone could take part in your polling, not saying, oh, well, I don't like this person or I don't want this person as my representative, but I just want to grade them anyhow. And they will naturally give them a negative grade, you know. The mindset of the citizens that you're dealing with. You know, case in point, I have a strip that I clean. It's a major thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Grant, you will walk that strip in the morning, right? Picking up all kinds of cardboard, garbage bags, clothes, everything. They just line everything on the strip. And you walk that strip from the top to the bottom. By the time you get to the bottom, when you look back behind you, it's like you've never picked up anything. You know, because people are driving by and they're throwing stuff out of their car, Kentucky box, Kentucky cups and all kinds of foolishness. It's crazy when you think what kind of psyche of a people are this. You know, you have people out there walking your strips, cleaning your strip for you so that your country can look good. And you drive right behind them, okay? And it's all in the name of to make the government look bad, you know. It's not about them just doing it just because they just want the government to look bad. They just want to, you know, they put blocks in the potholes with sticks sticking up out of it just so that people could talk about, oh, the government ain't doing this, the government ain't doing that. You have to understand the psyche of the people and the mindset that they have, you know. So you have to find some kind of balance. I commend you for what you're doing. I think what you're doing is a great thing. Our members of parliament and cabinet ministers, it shakes them up, of course. It caused some of them to tighten up in their game and everything, you know. But you have to look at the mindset of the people that you're dealing with. That gentleman who said salad green, I mean, this guy is on every social media platform from 5 a.m. in the morning until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. If that guy gets an hour sleep, he gets plenty. But that guy stays on social media lambasting and running down and tearing the government up. I mean, so I don't know. You have to listen to some of these people and see what direction they're heading in and what their game plan is, and so forth and so on.
Wow, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Yeah, but I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, man.
Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate that. I got to respond to that before. This is exactly what I want to do. Watch me. Nobody, just wash your brains before you, in fact, that is get you drunk before you vote. Oh, God, I can't even get away. Amen, Jesus. Let's just, we can talk clear or we can, listen, this is not a poll that talks about things to happen with decency and in order. I want to know what you're thinking in your quiet time. I want to know how you feel about your MP when I don't know your name. I want to know how you feel about your MP after you then lie to him or her and say, I can support you and get yourself a couple gift certificates and food vouchers and so forth and so on. Then you go eat the food, you belch, you're good, you mess, and then you still have a negative view on the MP. I need to know where your mind is, right where he is. I don't want you to fix nothing for me. I ain't ask you for your driver's license. All these things are easy to do. You could do it. With the two security staff, you could do it. We could verify these things. I didn't ask you to take a picture of anything. I didn't ask you if you was a male or a female. I ask you, based upon your honesty, where you live. That's all I ask you. Did you vote last time? You voting next time? That's it. And the balance exists within the confines of your heart. I can't fight you to be who you ain't. You just as indecent today. Amen. Your indecency probably amplified from 2021. If indecency reside with you and you commune with that, you sup with indecency, then that's what I can get from you. I'm not doing this to be a cheerleader for the PLP. I'm not doing this as a cheerleader for the FNM. Berate these people if that's what you want to do. But the only thing that I ask for is participation so we can get a good view of this. The people that support Glenys did not take this poll. The people that sit around Glenys headquarters right now, washing car, washing bike, sitting down, playing dominoes, inside, outside, grilling for her, they did not take this poll. They didn't take the poll. You can't fight me because 6 people have a different view of Glenys. Every election, people has voted against Glenys. Every single one. Every election, people vote against any one of these political organizations. If I open this to the public and you don't participate, there's no expectation that you're going to get the outcome that shows a balance of what's happening in your constituency. All I can do is push forward. That's it. All I can do is push forward. I got to push forward. And remain consistent in this thing to ensure that we can find more contribution the next go round. That's all I can do. And I thank all those 3,000 persons who've taken the poll so far. We're going to continue to grow those numbers. And this is going to be that exercise that we identify the kinks to ensure that we can strengthen it and confine you to a particular space so we can get a true representation of these particular things. All right? Take a next call. Caller, go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, my dear. How you doing?
Howard, listen. What you're doing is grief work. I want to ask a question for especially for the gentleman that called us out. I'm for what it seems like I'm doing the same. On election day, am I asked to go there to show support for one or the other? Yes, and I do so by putting my finger in a nice big cup of ink that they have provided for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same thing. So those who like how the result is coming out saying making the government, quote-unquote, or the minister look bad, then go. You should have gone and vote.
You should have get your people to take the thing. That's it.
That's all. That's all it takes. All it takes is for those ministers, and I am highly disappointed, because even if you go and those who that sit, ask them to do it for you. Ask your family members to do it for you. So you are too busy to just put out some information and say, listen, I need you all to make me look good. That's all. Just make me look good. You can't even get that done. I think this is speaking volumes on how the
okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
This is speaking volumes on how the Bahamas is actually feeling about this person. You said nobody so far in Cat Island, Ramkey, and
nobody so far in Cat Island at all. Nobody. But one person.
Disappointed. And I know people down there with computers. I know people on their radio because I just listen to the talk show, you know, on a daily basis. So they just call in. So we know they're listening.
Not one person so
thinks they're telling you how the persons are feeling moving forward. So you guys who haven't been done so far, get on your phone. Don't make noise when I would come at 20 people took the poll when you get almost 10,000 persons in your constituency.
All right. And they're begging you every day, God said.
Begging me to do what?
Every day, God said, they come around you. Man, they can't get it. You know, I'm hungry, man. I just saw the job. I just, and they can't vote for you? Oh.
Thank you. That's all right. All say, listen, use my phone. Use my phone, man. Come by the headquarters. Use the laptop. Come. Y'all just come.
That's
ask the persons who are campaigning for you. The persons who are running through these communities for you, like the guy in Golden Isles who like to talk so hard with Vaughn Miller. You could not ask the persons there to come out and come on. I don't like the fact that people seem to think that you are doing this. You are not doing this.
I'm doing this.
Out there, it's like election day. This is like election day. Let's show us your support. And persons, I'm begging. Please, go and vote. Because if you don't, the result is not going to be in your favor.
I appreciate it.
You have to feel one way or the other. Howard, continue it. If I have four thumbs, I'll put all four in the ink and mash it.
Thanks, my dear. I appreciate it, guys. Quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
When you are hungry and on a tight budget, don't settle. Make the only choice and head on over to Wendy's and grab a biggie bag. Choose from a day's single, classic, or spicy chicken with a junior fry, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive, order one today that is made fresh especially for you when you order it. Wendy's is fast food done right. Certain restrictions apply.
Established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion, located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, and scrape, explosion! Reloaded!
This is the one and only Fan John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Rank and Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Hey! Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot from the New Breed Mind.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showdown.
It's your boy, DJ Ref.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Best of the best.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I am going to endure. I am going to push through. I ain't gonna let you all cuss me out and try to be able to make me feel as though we're not doing this correctly. This is the beginning of the transformation that we're looking for in our society, to be able to identify and scrutinize right where we should. My God. Not just this kind of a casual conversation to identify seven members of parliament, so forth and so on, to put their names out there to get a feel, so they can get a feel, right? That's a feeler. No, we can scrutinize everyone, and we let you do this every single time. Every single time we're going to let you do this. Use that same gun in your hand. Use the gun in your hand. That same cell phone that the gentleman called a gun in your hand, use that. That's the only way I can know how to tighten up my ship, to tighten my belt, and to be able to pull up my socks. That's the only way I can do. Other than that, we walk around here, the members of parliament, so many of them walk around here with their heads in the sky, stuck in a cloud, oblivious to what's happening, or like an ostrich with their heads in the ground, oblivious to what's happening in the constituency. Maybe if 19 people call you and say, Jesus, girl, you're yay. Why are your numbers so bad? After you finish cussing me, then you would realize that you got to get on the ground in your constituency. Because I could take a cuss. I'm telling you, I mean, I ain't beg for nothing. I could take a cuss. I ask you for nothing. I could take a cuss. I ain't looking for nothing from you. We're doing this for the edification of who we are as a society. For growth, for development, for forward movement, for focus, for passion, for the new day that we envision. This is what I anticipate a cussing from JoBeth Colby. I'm going to tell you now. I anticipate a cussing from her. 134 persons have taken the poll in her constituency. 134. JoBeth, your numbers need to get up. For what we've seen you've done from a ministerial standpoint, from even the pushback and this kind of a salacious posture that a lot of persons levy against you, it seems as though you have significant support, youth support on your side. Yeah, let me read this 134. I just want to be decent. Last person out of the gate, we're going to be dealing with none other than Glennis Hannah Martin in her capacity as a minister. Now, I told you, I did this like this simply because we didn't have any overview. The Anglican constituency has long been a stronghold for the Progressive Liberal Party. We get it 7 minutes, so we're going to have to do this. Has long been a stronghold for the Progressive Liberal Party, Glennis Hannah Martin, from 2002 until the present. She's had this constituency. In 2002, she won it. 2007, she won it. 2012, she won it. 2017, she won it. 2021, she won this particular thing. She's been a consistent representative. She's been local in her advocacy. She has longevity and experience. Some of the weak things is had developmental challenges in her constituency. Her national focus and prominence could lead to a perceived disconnect with the day-to-day local issues, especially if constituents feel her attention is divided. Remember, I tell you, I'm reading M6. So I generated this information off the internet to be able to put it in here, right? So just how we did it, we generated it without the poll. And so he says, opportunities, educational reform. She's been able to talk about those things, community engagement, voter apathy. The threats are voter apathy. As with many longstanding representatives, there is a risk of voter fatigue if constituents feel progress has been slow, leading to potential challenges from new candidates, right? From new candidates. Recognize that this didn't say anything but independent. It's just potential candidates from new candidates. And this is strong. This is very strong because this doesn't necessarily have to be external. This could be within the organization. And so it goes on to say economic pressure, persistent economic hardship, and social issues could weaken support if tangible improvements aren't seen within the constituency. Let's get it all together. Ministerial grade, Glennis Hannah Martin has performed exceptionally well in her role as Minister of Transport and Aviation and Minister of Education. Now, this is over the course of time. And Minister of Education, her commitment to reform and modernization, particularly in educational sector, has been widely praised. Her national leadership and advocacy has earned her high marks in the political landscape, showcasing her ability to balance national duties while maintaining relevance in her constituency. Her ministerial grade is an A-. An A- in her ministerial capacity. I know Anton don't want me to break it down all the way down to the ground, but I give you the overview, okay? The constituency grade, from a constituency standpoint, Hannah Martin consisted re-election reflects strong loyalty in the Anglican. However, ongoing issues such as crime, unemployment remain challenges that need further attention. Her ability to maintain a presence and continue advocating for local issues alongside her national duties makes her a well-respected figure in Anglican. Though there is always room for improvement in addressing the immediate needs of the community, Glenys Hannah Martin receives a B plus in her constituency. We wanted to be able to get further information about these particular things, and I wanted to. Glenys Hannah Martin has enjoyed strong, consistent support for Anglican constituency, but like any long-serving politician, there are areas where she can strengthen her position to ensure continued success. And then it breaks down those particular areas, addressing socioeconomic issues, underemployment, engagement, visibility, engaging younger voters, infrastructure of services, community improvement, and potential vulnerabilities such as voter apathy, potential political shift nationwide, rising opposition, a charismatic opponent. I won't read this. My God, I have to read this. A charismatic opponent. If the Free National Movement or an independent candidate with strong community ties and fresh ideas raised to challenge her, Hannah Martin's long tenure could come under threat. A well-organized opposition campaign focused on the concerns of younger voters and underrepresented groups could sway key voter bloc. And then the social sentiment shift, the public perception of leadership. So that's Glenys Hannah Martin. She got an A- as a minister. She got a B+ in her constituency. This is the information. Boom, that's the show. Let me see if we can take this last telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Boy, look at him. It sounds like that ChatGPT in my head.
I'm done. I got 2 minutes. Call me after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to... John Z, they're able to contribute today and participate in these particular things. It's Howard, I agree with your poll. I think that the persons who responded let you know that their truth feelings, good, bad, or indifferent, about their member of parliament. Boom, that's it. This is no disrespect. If we vote in this poll, what will change the government still will be the government. Only poll count in the country is election day. I disagree with you, sir. I disagree with you. That is why divorce is so high in this country, because y'all don't know how to talk to your woman. Jesus all day. The woman keep putting the thing with you don't want in your food. And you ain't say nothing but it. You go in there, you scuff it down. That's what you're doing all the time. Whatever your indifference is, because you seek not to speak about it, you continue to ingest it. Unless and until we speak about these things, we won't see the reform, the transformation that we desire. It is important that we get up, out, and speak, especially in a space where nobody know your name, nobody know your face, nobody could be able to tag you and bring this back. You don't want Glenys them know after you then get $624,000 worth of gift certificates and social services for their support that you don't support them. You don't want them to know that. But I will know. And so quietly go to thefoundation242.com, thefoundation242.com, click on the icon that says take the poll, fill out the information, and let's get this going. We got a couple more days, and we're going to be able to dive into this. Guys, that's the show today. Thank you so much for being able to participate with us. We're going to see you tomorrow. God spare life right here on The Foundation. Foundation. Found.